This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you why, because these guys are getting ready to do something really special. They were on the show back in July 8th of this year. We're talking no other than Cytodyne, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY, very undervalued here at 43 cents a share. And we're very fortunate and lucky to have our guest today. He's the CEO and president of the company, Dr. Nader Pourhassan. Dr. Nader, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, you've been putting out a lot of press releases. You guys are in the phase three of your HIV program. Please, please bring us up to date. What is going on?
Absolutely. The HIV program, we have three branches into that program. The first program was for unmet medical need. We hit our primary endpoint, finish our phase three. And we met with FDA, was granted rolling review for our final application for final approval, which is called BLA, Biologic License Application. We filed the first section of that application. There is two more sections that will be filed by the end of September. And we have a 6 month waiting potentially to get approval. So potential end of September filing of final application is very crucial. And potential launching of the product, which is second quarter of next year, is very, very significant milestone. The second branch in HIV is our monotherapy, which FDA looked at our final pivotal trial, phase three, and they said they want to have face-to-face meeting to fine-tune the trial, and we will then begin the first ever pivotal trial for monotherapy, single agent, with an antibody self-injectable at home. That's a very crucial study, and that would help us to capture most of the HIV market that are R5. R5 is a subpopulation of all HIV.
And how big is that HIV market? Are we talking a million, 100 million, a billion?
So it's a 1.2 million prevalence, and the R5 is 70%, which is 840,000. That subpopulation, we expect to be able to affect at least half of that, which is $400,000, and at $40,000, which is the standard cost right now for one pill a day, that would be like close to, you know, over $10 billion market.
Wow. That's very impressive. Go ahead.
Yeah, for combination, that market size is anywhere from $1 to $3 billion, and for that reason, we know that we're a small company that have achieved something that all the biotechs wanted to achieve. One out of 5,000, according to FDA, are the drugs that can get approved. We are one of them, we believe, and we have de-risked the company. But we need to make a lot of product, and that requires money. But the good news is Samsung Biologics believed in us. They checked our data, our FDA minutes and everything, and they agreed that we are very close to approval. So they gave us a very large agreement that they signed with us, and they allow us to pay them with a post-approval. Most likely, all the payments that come to them start at March of next year. So they are willing to pay a lot of those fund money that then we need to pay to make sure that the transfer of technology goes to Samsung. And meanwhile, we would have a chance to have $1 billion worth of product, most likely by first part of 2021, first quarter. But from now till then, we are building the manufacturing of our product in AGC. We have about $60 million worth of product right now that we have paid for. So when we get approval, we have assets that immediately we will be able to use. So far, I talk about two things. One was the combination therapy that we are getting approval, monotherapy that we are hopefully to start the final phase of that. The third thing was, excuse me, Dr. Jonas Sasha's impressive results got funding for us to enter to the PrEP and Cure prevention program. The prevention program with Thai Red Cross, they signed a memorandum of understanding because of the strong data that Dr. Jonas Sasha produced. And that's a 50-patient prevention study in Thailand with the Red Cross. And it's funded by another source, not us, which is a very impressive thing for us to have at the with no cost practically to us. And their project CURE, there is some new results that have been achieved by Dr. Jonas Sasha, which will be published by the end of the year, which he believes will change the perception of HIV among all the HIV patients in the United States and Europe with that result. So that's the third thing in HIV. So that concludes everything we have done with HIV, which I believe has been substantial. But now, how do you launch a product when you don't have $50 or $75 million that you have to spend to launch a product? The good news is we have two opportunities, licensing out, and they are willing to pay us a significant amount of money upfront and milestone and pay for all of that cost of launching. So I'm eager to get that one of those deals signed and let our shareholders know that we are really entering revenue era, and that's hopefully second quarter of next year.
Dr. Nader, let me ask you this. Last time you were on the program, we talked about your non-HIV programs. Can you bring us up to date what's going on with that program?
Well, that's what I told you about HIV is just tip of the iceberg. If our cancer proved to have human data the way we had animal data, if the human data matches the animal data, and that is we had GVHD and cancer, graft versus host disease, we have phase two. We eliminated GVHD from mice model and published the paper in peer review, and phase two is going forward. But much more importantly, triple negative breast cancer, which is an unmet medical need. Patients do not live more than 9 to 12 months. And we have entered to phase two with that for naive population of triple negative breast cancer, which means patients who haven't had any regimen yet, or if their cancer has come back, that's their first treatment afterward. But we also injected the first patient in triple negative breast cancer, but not in this protocol. We injected that patient in an emergency IND, which is the Right to Use Act. It's a label expansion. So we are getting a lot of emails from potential people who think that they, at the end of all the regimen that they have used, and they want to use leronlimab Pro 140. So that program is going forward. If we have five patients that replicate our animal study, which was 98% of metastasis was stopped compared to control arm, then we have something that the whole world can benefit, because all the metastasizing cancers perhaps could benefit from this product. And that program, we are hoping to have interim results, you know, first quarter of next year, perhaps have some kind of results this year. As, whether it's positive or not, we will be able to know right away. The animal study has been very positive. And we also are working on NASH, which is very important, non-alcoholic hepatitis. And this one, this problem with NASH is very big. It's a fibrosis problem with fibrosis, which is among all the HIV patients that have gone with the heart for highly active antiretroviral therapy for a long time. They have problem with fibrosis. And latest articles are saying that CCR5 antagonist product, which is us, should be used as part of HIV regimen because it stops fibrosis. We are going to file a phase two protocol and IND based upon our early results on animal study for NASH. So now you're talking about NASH, GVHD, triple negative breast cancer, and we just filed a week ago phase two protocol for colon cancer. Now that's, you know, any one of these indications, if you have a phase two for any company, you're looking at a very large market size. And our market size is sitting at a very low. Obviously, all the biotech companies are very low with their stock price, and then they hit a milestone. And I think we are inching away from those inflection points for our stock. And hopefully people will look at the stock and evaluate our results and be able to see if it's a good investment for them.
Before I let you go, we're running out of time. Potential partnering or potential license agreement. Do you see any of that in the near future?
Very close to signing term sheet and getting together a final agreement. I'm very excited to get that done. That's the biggest thing before we can see, in my opinion, much higher, significant higher stock price. And we're very close to doing that.
company that we're highlighting here on Stock Day is CytoDyn, Inc. I believe they're grossly undervalued here at 43 cents. My personal opinion, this would be a good entry point to start picking some up. I think they're at the beginning of their curve baseline and going to be going up from here. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. Dr. Poor Hassan, I believe that you're doing great work out there. I've always been a fan of what you guys are doing out there. I know it's been a long road, but I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.